How'd you spend your bye week?
I went to New Orleans for 3 days and wanted to work with our kickers and see my old friends from school. So I went there and got to see the new stadium and everything. So it was pretty cool just to be back and see the guys that I hadn't seen since May.
What's the reaction when you come back now, an NFL footballer?
Well, for my friends, a lot of excitement, and from the coaches, it's they're proud how far I've gotten, and since the early days from high school, they recruited me and they saw my growth. So it's great to to see people that you're familiar with and kind of followed you all along.
Do you think they kind of feel a part of that just because they helped you along the way?
Yeah, for sure. I owe it to them. I had long, important kicks in my career that if it wasn't for my coach trusting me to put me in those positions, I wouldn't get the exposure that I did. So, and that's why I want to go back and work with the guys. And just as much as they helped me, I want to help them.
And now that you're back and focusing on Qualcomm, have you picked up anything that about the Charger Stadium that you're seeing as far as wind-wise or anything like that? Or have you started preparing for that?
A little bit, asking Dustin and Thomas from their experience and from things that I hear. And it's just, I don't think it should be too bad, just you're going to have to go out early and test the field, see if the field's in good shape. But as far as wind, I think it should be normal.
Has it helped that now you're sort of into the routine by now? Now it's, or you're back from the bye, you're used to this. Does that help?
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot, just getting a week to rest. We've been on a 9-game stretch since preseason, so it's good to break it up in half and get fresh again for another long stretch of games. So it's good to, physically and mentally just to step off a little bit.